it's a cold day to turn an old man out in, sir. Look at my gray hairs.
They hung down to his shoulders, as I told you before.
There are enough of them to keep you warm, said Hans. Walk!
I'm very, very hungry, sir. Won't you spare me a bit of bread before I go?
Bread indeed, said Schwartz. Do you suppose we've nothing to do with our bread but to give it to such fellows as you?
Why don't you sell your feather?
Said Hans.
Out with you!
Oh, a little bit,
said the old gentleman.
Be off, said Schwartz.
A pray, gentleman.
Off and be hanged,
cried Hans, seizing him by the collar. But he had no sooner touched the old gentleman's collar than away he went spinning round and round till he fell into the corner. Then Schwartz was very angry and ran at the old gentleman to turn him out, but he also had hardly touched him when he went after Hans and hit his head against the wall as he too tumbled into the corner. Then the old gentleman spun himself round in the opposite direction, continued to spin until his long cloak was all wound neatly about him, clapped his cap on his head, very much on one side, gave an additional twist to his corkscrew mustaches, and replied with perfect coolness.
Gentlemen, I wish you a very good morning. At 12 o'clock tonight, I'll call again. After such unkind treatment as I have just received in your home, you will not be surprised if that visit is the last I ever pay you.
If I ever catch you here again, muttered Schwartz, coming half-frightened out of the corner.
But before he could finish his sentence, the old gentleman had shut the house door behind him with a great bang, and there drove past the window at the same instant a ragged cloud that whirled and rolled away down the valley in all manner of shapes, turning over and over in the air and melting away at last in a gush of rain.
A very pretty business indeed, Mr. Gluck, said Schwartz. Dish of the mutton, sir. If ever I catch you at such a trick again, bless me, why, the mutton's been caught.